It's been a week of waiting and watching in California as Democrats and Republicans map their strategies for the October election that could topple Democratic Governor Gray Davis. Will actor Arnold Schwarzenegger try to terminate the governor? What will former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon do? And on the Democrat side, some fissures began to appear in the governor's support, NPR's John McChesney reports.
Three members of the California congressional delegation broke ranks with the rest of the Democratic Party and called for Senator Dianne Feinstein to add her name to the ballot. Until their announcements, the party had remained united behind Governor Davis. The party strategy is simply to defeat the recall, not to offer an alternative to Davis. Cal Dooley, a moderate Democratic congressman from California's Central Valley, is one of the dissenters.
I'm not willing to bet all my chips on a gamble that Governor Davis can defeat the recall. And I'm very concerned that the strategy that's being advanced by some of my colleagues to focus solely on defeating the recall could result in the Democrats losing control of the governorship.
Voters will be asked two questions on the ballot. Do you want to recall the governor, and who do you want as a replacement? To win, Davis will have to get a majority of the voters to say no to the recall. Democrats like Dooley are worried that supporters of the recall are highly motivated to go to the polls, but that Democrats who are turned off by Davis won't turn out unless they're given another choice. But in spite of the defections, Governor Davis maintains that Feinstein and the party will stand behind him.
She, on her own initiative, without any prodding from me, has called a number of people and asked them to put out statements of support for me. I very much appreciate the fact that the constitutional officers here in California have taken their name off the list, and I expect that no prominent Democrat will run.
And Davis may be right. The public polls conducted several weeks ago showed a thin majority of registered voters favoring a recall, 51%. Bruce Kane, professor of political science at the University of California at Berkeley, says the margin is so narrow in those public polls that there's no reason for the Democrats to panic. But he says private internal polls are underway to help the Democrats understand how voters are tilting right now.
If the internal polling indicates that this is a winnable race, I think Gray Davis is going to be able to hold the line. But if the polling indicates that this is not a winnable race and that Gray Davis has a real uphill struggle to hold on to his seat, then the pressure will build within the party for somebody to come in and save the party by holding a place on the second part of the ballot.
Democratic National Committee Chairman Terry McAuliffe said this week that he'd talked to Senator Feinstein and that she will not run. And Bruce Kane says a bigger danger for the governor is that he may lose out because of the sheer number of candidates on the ballot. Over 50 people have already paid the filing fee, and another 150 people have taken the first step of filing papers.
What could happen to Gray Davis is that he could die of a lot of mosquito bites. How many Democrats and independents will vote yes on the recall because there's somebody on the second part of the ballot that they like, and it may be an Arianna Huffington, it may be a Peter Cameo, it may be a local official that they happen to know or like. That could be a nightmare scenario for Gray Davis.
Several Republicans will be running, including conservative Congressman Daryl Issa, who financed most of the recall campaign. But everyone's been waiting to see what moderates Arnold Schwarzenegger and former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon will do. People close to the actor say he's leaning against running and will announce what he's going to do next Wednesday. Reardon has said he will run if his friend Arnold doesn't. Indecision may not be the reason the two have been slow to declare their intentions. It may simply be the best strategy. Jack Pitney is professor of government at Claremont McKenna College.
It makes a great deal of sense for a major candidate such as Reardon to wait till the last possible minute to see what the rest of the field will look like and to keep other people guessing and to minimize the opportunity for Gray Davis to deploy his opposition research, which is considerable.
Keeping the Democrats off balance also makes it more difficult for those who want to draft Senator Feinstein as an alternative to Gray Davis. But decision time is not far off. All candidates must file by next Saturday, August 9th. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.